Email can leave a dangerous trail. Microsoft executives learned that the hard way during the government's antitrust lawsuit against the company, and they're not the only ones. Many corporations facing litigation routinely are required to turn over any email with relevant information. Microsoft is teaming up with a smaller company to make unwanted email self-destruct. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Disappearing Incorporated likes its shorter name, Disappearing Inc., because emails sent with disappearing software become impossible to read after a set period of time. CEO Mike Birkeland says it's a tool for companies to manage electronic communications.
Before it actually goes out across the internet and gets copied in all the places it gets copied, we encrypt it, or pre-shred it, if you will, and keep the key in a central location. Once that email gets received by someone, that key can be handed down if the email is still in its useful life. If it's past its useful life, that key has been destroyed and that email is no longer readable, no matter where it is.
The useful lifespan can be set by individual users or by corporate policy. There are security holes. People who receive disappearing email are notified it will self-destruct, and if that's a concern, they can print it out or cut and paste to save. Several other companies are marketing even more secure products, and disappearing email's been around for over a year. But CEO Birkeland expects use to grow significantly since Microsoft recently added a link to disappearing in its web-based Office software updates. Microsoft declined an interview on this subject, but the fact this software giant recognizes the broad marketability of such a product is no surprise to Bob Lighten, a former antitrust prosecutor who filed a brief favoring a Microsoft breakup.
They're exhibit number one for companies that potentially have been hurt by having all this floating email running around.
Lighten says this type of technology could cut back on company secrets being exposed electronically.
Employees tend to be a lot more candid and blunt in their emails, typically because they just say the first thing that comes right to their head. It's not been a surprise that litigators have found emails to be a treasure trove of potentially incriminating information.
Disappearing Inc.'s advertising calls that the dark side of email. Its website lists warning stories, including some benefits of self-destructing email that might not readily come to mind. For example, personal emails sent from work computers that later got employees fired. But disappearing executives say the biggest selling point is to keep down companies' massive automatic archives of email, which accumulate by the millions, whether they're important or not. Both lowering the storage burden and reducing company exposure to risk are important to Jane Connerton, the corporate records manager at Procter & Gamble. But for her, a time bomb default for email is not the best answer.
We'd prefer to have a system of email retention based on content of the actual document. You can have a regulated document that may need a longer period of time versus a casual conversation document that should be read and purged.
The growing recognition that email leaves a trail isn't sinking in just in corporate America. President Bush told a group of newspaper editors recently he's quit the habit since moving to the White House.
I used to be an avid emailer, and I emailed to my daughters or emailed to my father, for example, and I don't want those emails to be in the public domain, so I don't email anymore.
But for all the attention email security is getting, there remains that awful problem of hitting send, then instantly wishing you hadn't. Some software programs do include a recall option or a way to speed up the self-destruction of something you sent. But success still depends on uncontrollable factors, such as whether the recipient is online at the time. And such programs often tell the recipient, you want to take your email back. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.